Welcome to a special edition of the Solopreneur Movement Podcast. My name is Dr. Bruce Lund, founder and director of Accountable CRM and 90 Day Sales Manager. And over the past decade, I've had the pleasure of coaching thousands of sales professionals all over the world in housing, banking, insurance, and finance. Whether you're brand new in sales, you're that top 1%er, or everything in between, I truly believe that trained people always outperform untrained people. And we have a special edition because I'm going to go through the three P's to increase your production in 2026. All right. So I like to overly simplify sometimes because I feel like us as salespeople, we get in our own heads and business is already complicated enough, especially for solopreneurs where you're solely in charge of your sales, service, marketing, and all of this is a mindset. So I just want to give you my very simplified process here. Every 90 days, I go through these three P's. And obviously, the annual side of it, it goes a little bit deeper. All right. So if you are watching this on YouTube or one of the other video mechanisms, you're going to see that I'm actually sharing my screen this time around. And so this is my 90-day sales and marketing plan. Again, I want you to think of this as annual, though. This is just what I do every 90 days at a time. All right, so this is a companion. I call this a quick read book because it does have little video companions that go with it. But these are the three P's that I want to break down for you because I truly believe that sales is a game of probability, right? If you are a solopreneur, that means you're trying to build a predictable business because the last thing that you want is the unknown, is this roller coaster of emotions. Where's my next deal coming from, right? My pipeline's getting low and my bank account is getting low. So I truly believe there are three P's that help you increase your production 90 days at a time. That's tied around your performance goals. Secondly, it's tied around your productivity goals. And then third, it's tied around your pipeline goals. All right. So when it comes to your performance goals, and think of these as your performance indicators, right? Like if you don't know what a performance indicator is, a KPI, key performance indicators. And so typically what we do is we go set these annual goals. I want to make X amount of dollars in revenue or in commission in the next year. But then you have to reverse engineer that, right? What are the lead and the lag indicators? What are those micro level things that allow me to get to that end goal? It's typically the amount of calls that you make, the appointments that you make, the appointments that you set, the appointments that get kept, the amount of rejections that you face, the amount of times that you handle objections, right? There's all these different metrics that goes into you actually hitting your goals. But it does start with a very simplified goal to begin with, right? So quantitatively, you do want to sit down and, you know, if you've been in sales a long time, then maybe you sit down and you look at your last 3 to 5 years and you say, okay, on average, right, this is what I'm producing. This is the number that I've hit the last 3 years, the last 5 years. You know, depending on the industry that you're in, for my mortgage friends, right, that might be not a fair assessment for you to do because 2020, 2021, you have your all-time records if you've been in the industry a long time. So maybe it's more practical for you to look at 23, 24, and 25 as the metric. All right. And then from there, maybe you want to sit down and you just look at, every single month. Okay. If I just increase this quarter or this month by 10%, by 25%, then that allows me to get to here. All right. So that's a very simple quantitative first thing that you should do in terms of your goal setting. All right. And then from there, if you understand your close ratio, which would be, you know, for every X amount of appointments that I set, that typically equates into X amount of deals. Or for X amount of referral partners that I have, that equates into X amount of deals. All right. So we're going to do a pipeline assessment later on, but I do want, this is that first chunk of it for you to really sit down and understand your key performance indicators around your sales assessment. What's the number that I want to hit? And then if you get that down into one key performance indicator, it would most likely be, well, how many appointments do I need to have then for me to hit that number? And then from there, you reverse engineer that all the way down into, okay, on a weekly or even a daily basis, that means I need to have X amount of appointments on my calendar. All right. So that's the sales assessment. And then you get into the personal assessment. Once I know the numbers that I want to go out there and hit, now I got to reverse engineer and ask, all right, what am I doing? If I believe that I'm in charge of my business and yeah, there's external things that are going to happen, but what can I control? And I just believe, you know, what got us here won't get us there. What am I willing to sacrifice? What am I not willing to sacrifice? What are the obstacles that I'm going to face? And then how could I, again, increase the probability of me being able to perform at a much higher level? So I like to break this down into amateur versus professional. What are the amateur things that I'm doing that's maybe holding me back to getting to that next level? And then what are the professional things that I need to double down on? All right. So this just gets into your personal behavior. If I followed you around every single day and you know, you're operating at 20% of your capacity versus 80%. And we just said, all right, if you just shifted your focus on these one or two things that are maybe eating up too much of your time, right? So there's amateur versus professional activities. There's a high level, a low level, and a no level of your time. A high level would be, again, those income producing activities, those high value activities that are getting you closer to your production goals. There are low value activities, which are going to be typically operational things, right? Like these are the things that a lot of us get bogged down into, checking the emails and, you know, the service side or the operation side, the busy work. And then there's no value. The no value is the amateur things. Like, you know, if I'm a sports person, I love to watch the NFL draft and study mock boards and, you know, all those kinds of things. And well, if working hours are for working, but I'm doing things like that, then those are amateur behaviors. All right. So the second part of this is just sitting down and understanding your personal assessment when it comes to your types of goals. All right. And then the third piece, which is the marketing side of this, right? So we hit the sales side of it. We hit your personal side of it. On the marketing side of it, I truly believe money follows attention. It follows activity. It follows purpose. It follows movement. Are you the first person that other people think about when it comes to your business, when it comes to your industry, right? So marketing is anything that helps you become more attractive to the market. So, you know, what are you doing on a daily basis to become more attractive, whether it's doing videos, whether it's posting on social media, whether it's creating content, whether it's going out and networking, right? Whether it's helping other people with their networking and marketing. So there's so many different things that you can do to elevate your status, to become that first person that other people think about when it comes to your business. Don't wish it were easier, wish you were better at it. And I think that's the biggest challenge that I see with a lot of people when it comes to their marketing is, you know, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. Just pick one or two things that is going to help you be consistent, whether that's consistently posting on socials, whether that's consistently attending networking events, whether that's consistently putting out video content, right? How can you increase the probability of you doing those types of things? And again, that gets into KPIs, your key performance indicators, which basically says, if the return on my objective is I want to build a more attractive business where I have incoming leads, then how do I become more attractive through my marketing? All right. So that's the third piece of the very first component, which is all about your performance indicators, your performance goals when it comes to that. Okay. Now, the second part, and listen, y'all, I want you to sit down and go through this workbook, but I'm going to go through a little bit quicker in terms of this podcast. So the second part of it now gets into your productivity part of this. All right. And so this is where I just tell you what you should be doing. All right. I truly believe that everybody should have a selling system. If you work in sales, you should have a selling system. All right. So what I've learned for me to be more productive, then I need to every day kind of have, a very baseline of the sales activities and the selling system that I want to look at. All right. So I can look at my existing pipeline. Who's in my help list? Those are new leads or new targets of people. Who's in my fight club? Those are people I've already met with. Now I'm trying to close the deal with them. Right. Who are my new clients? Okay. Well, those are people that, you know, money's exchanged hands. They're now over into my new client category. And so now I'm onboarding them. And I'm trying to get referrals and reviews and retention of the business. And then eventually, once I deliver on that service for those 90 days, if not longer or shorter, then they either become a promoter or an advocate. A promoter says good things when other people ask them. And an advocate are people that are actively advocating for you, right? They can't wait to tell so many different people about who you are, what you do, and why you matter, because you solve their problems better than anybody else out there. So those are your ongoing referral partners. Those are your ongoing clients. All right. So that's a selling system. Any new lead that comes in from your primary lead pool, they start on your help list. I think I can help you. I don't know. Let's set an appointment. Let's conduct an appointment. Let me share the different ways that I can help you. Let me listen and identify, you know, some of the challenges, some of the issues that you have or the goals that you have. And then, you know, are we a good fit? And if we are a good fit, okay, let's move on over here. Now I'm going to fight for your business, right? So I'm going to consistently follow up until I close that deal. Then become a new client, and then they're either a promoter or an advocate, right? A promoter is more passive, an advocate is actively advocating for you. All right. And then you have your secondary activities. So secondary activities would be like your referral partners, your B2B types of people, you know, anybody that can connect you directly to your exact database or your exact target market of people that you want to be doing business with. All right. And then maybe you have climbers. So these are the people that climb in that ladder. So these could be referral partners or potential referral partners, or they could just be, you know, the consumers that you want to be working with, but they're not quite there yet. So you want to be a mentor for them, right? You maybe put them on a drip campaign, an educational campaign where once a month or once a quarter, you're sending them educational kinds of things. All right. And then you have your someday people. So these are people that, you know, maybe you thought were ready to buy, but they're not quite there yet. And so you're just, again, nurturing them. They're a little bit different than the climber because the someday people, you know, maybe they're not ready to buy. Maybe they're not ready to make a decision like that. But climbers are like, oh, I want to do that, but I just need to get more money or I need to get my credit score up, or I need to get, like, depending on the industry that you're in. All right. And then aspirational. Every market has 100 influential people. And so my question is always, do those people know who you are, what you do, and why you matter? Right? Every industry has the top 1%ers. Do they know who you are, what you do, and why you matter? So every single week, I like to have 1 to 3 aspirational people on my inside of my selling system that I'm consistently nurturing, right? And then you have your Nextfort camp category, which is a book that I wrote. It's a concept that I created when I was in my early 20s. And the whole idea here is once a week, I want to spend time with other talented people. All right. So that's where for you and your profession, just pick somebody in your, whether, again, it's a connector or whether it's somebody actually in your industry to say, man, I want to buy a cup of coffee. I just want to learn from you. All right. So this is productivity because it's a selling system. It's going to help you be more efficient, right? It's going to give you a game plan going into every single day. And then we talk about the productivity of your actual marketing plan. So you have speaking events that you could be doing. This technically to me is a speaking showcase event. Right? It's my podcast. So if you're watching this, hey, I like this guy's energy. I resonate with him. I feel like he's helping me. Okay, cool. Maybe I want to give Dr. Bruce a call, or maybe I want to call about the Accountable CRM, or I want to call about 90-day sales and helping me really elevate my sales game. All right. So whether it's online or it's in person, right? These are speaking showcase events, whether you partner with other people, right? So I would just coach you once a month, you should do some type of speaking showcase event. Right? Once a week, networking events. You're going out and you're just attending the chamber events, the association events. You're maybe hosting your own events, all right? And then you have your advocate events. Once a quarter, this is where you just invite all your people, your favorite people in one place and just celebrate. Celebrate their success, celebrate your success, celebrate life together, all right? And then once a month, you should be doing database blasts, all right? So we talked about that drip campaigns or just different things that are going on or educational things, right? So once a month, you're just putting out content to your database blast. Now, your database blast is through your email marketing, which is through your CRM. It could be through your social media, right? There's a lot of other different types of places that you could be sharing that kind of content, all right? And then you get into your more, you know, your traditional marketing. You could be doing handwritten notes. You could be doing flyers. You could be doing postcards, all right? So do you have your marketing plan down? Do you have this stuff in place going into the new year? The last thing I want you to do is sit down. Oh my gosh, I have this big time meeting with this big time person I've been trying to get for 90 days and I don't have the right marketing collateral in place. I don't have that one sheet that looks really, really good or whatever it might be. All right. So marketing plan. All right. And then we get into your actual, like, this is the meat and the potatoes, your actual productivity plan. All right. I call it your 4-hour workday. Every single day, I want to be proactive by noon. In my personal development time, my professional development time, my database management time, and my marketing time. All right. So all this stuff that I've really covered up until now, like all that can be compacted into a 4-hour workday. Now, some of you follow theme days where, hey, I wake up every day and I know this exact type of person that I'm going to call. I'm only going to call my B2B partners. I'm only going to call my consumer pass clients. I'm only going to call my existing pipeline that I'm trying to get closed. Right. So, you know, some of you wake up and like that's your, you know, your dominant focus for the day when it comes to your proactive prospecting time. But then like, what are you doing to take care of your personal well-being? You know, are you exercising? Are you going out for a walk? Are you training? Right. Are you leveling up through videos? Are you, you know, what are the top 3 objections that I'm getting? All right. So I have a whole personal development time. Professional development time is tied to my prospecting time. Right. And then I have my database management, which is consistently sitting down for 15 to 30 minutes at the end of the day or at the start of the day to make sure that my database is updated from that day's activities. right? Out of all the different things that I did, do I need to move this person to a different selling system category, right? Did I add any notes to that person's file to make sure the next time I'm talking to them, I know their exact objection, or I know their, you know, the different hobbies or interests that they have. All right. And then again, the marketing side of this would be, hey, do I spend 15 to 30 minutes a day making myself more attractive? Whether that's just me getting on LinkedIn and just I'm liking other people's stuff. I'm commenting on other people's stuff. Again, whether it's, you know, once a week, I'm doing handwritten notes. Thank you for the referral. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Happy whatever it might be. All right. Or it could just be the fact that you're actually, again, creating your own content. You know, so you're going to sit down. You're going to say, okay, on Tuesdays, on Mondays, on Saturdays, I'm going to create content. I'm going to sit down and do evergreen videos that I can then repurpose for other things. All right. So this is my 4-hour workday that I try to follow religiously. Win by noon sort of a concept, proactive by noon. And then in the afternoons, I can react, right? There's going to be the fires. There's going to be the boomerang calls that come back that didn't get answered when you called them the first time. You know, there's a lot of different other things that happen, but I like to be in control of my mornings. And then in the afternoons, I can react. And quite frankly, I like that because in the afternoons when I react, you know, like I'm an early riser. I got a lot of good energy in the mornings. And then if I can just react in the afternoons, it's just a matter of me just like kind of going through the motions, right? Like literally just answering the call and having good conversations and things like that. All right. So that's the last piece of this productivity. So the productivity systems is literally my systems for you. All right. So I gave you our sales system, my marketing system, and then my time block system. All right. The last piece of all this is literally looking at your pipeline management. All right. So how are you staying accountable to your pipeline? How have you gamified your pipeline? So we have some different tools. We have a sales planner that we use, right? So every day, like I have a hard copy planner that I can sit down and I can write down my goals, my intentions, my affirmations, who I want to talk to, all those kinds of things. I could take the notes in there. All right. And so it's just, it just removes the guesswork out of all this. All right. So that's the first part you know, the pipeline management is just every day, like I'm writing down names and subconsciously in the mind, it's making me think about those kinds of things, right? So I do daily accountability. I have weekly benchmarks. So I also have a vision board. I also have a mental map, right? So on Sundays, I sit down for 15 to 30 minutes and I proactively plan out the week. I sit down and I write down, okay, these are the different targets of people that I want to be talking to. So you can see how this helps with your pipeline management. You know, 80% of your week should be planned out. And then 20% of it is just reactive from there. All right. And then you do the monthly evaluations. Am I ahead? Am I behind? Right. So, you know, on a monthly basis, you do sit down and whether it's, again, it's in your CRM, whether it's, you know, you have some kind of system or tool, an operating system that you can sit down and truly just track and measure the results that you're having when it comes to that. And then a quarterly deep dive, right? What's working, what's not working. You know, I would not do that monthly. I do believe in doing that quarterly though. And then looking ahead every quarter, okay, what are my big opportunities coming up in this next quarter? You know, again, like who are the different people that I'm trying to close on? Oh my gosh, if I could just add this one referral partner, it's going to completely change my business. All right. So that's the sales planner. And then I would just tell you, you know, when you're starting to segment out your database, and this kind of is an extension of marketing, right? Do you look at your new clients versus your past clients versus your referral partners versus other types of people? All right. So, you know, every business is a little bit different. My mortgage friends, for instance, you know, you're going to have your potential home buyers. This is anybody that's raised their hand, expressed interest about buying a home, but maybe they're credit challenged. Maybe they're a first time home buyer and it's taken longer than ever before to get into a home, right? Or to get pre-approved. You know, so you have all this pool of people that might be, maybe they are pre-approved, they just haven't found the right home, right? So it's like potential home buyers versus your existing homeowners. Those would be all your past clients that you're looking at refinance opportunities and things like that for. You're looking at their buyer behaviors or HELOC opportunities, you know, different things like that. Their listing alerts, all right? So those would be like your existing homeowner list. And then you might have your housing professionals, right? Your builders and your realtors. And then you might have your professional segments of your financial advisors, your CPAs, your accountants, people like that, right? So we all have different segments of our databases. All right. So that's what I'm talking about here when it comes to your database management. I just like to think of it as your new clients, your potential clients, right? Your pipeline, your past clients, and then your referral partners, your different types of connectors that are out there. All right. And then I mentioned this earlier, but your Dream 100. So this is a great exercise for you to do going into the year is, who are the top 5, 10, 15 people, the most influential people in my market that maybe they don't know who I am, what I do, and why I matter, right? That I just want to start developing relationships with. Because I know that they have reach, they have influence, and other people are going to come to them for those kinds of things, all right? So in conclusion, and oh my goodness, I apologize because that's a lot of information in a short sitting, but I do hope it's simplified. There are 3 P's for you to increase your production in 2026, all right? Number one is your performance goals. So this is where you like literally sit down. What are your key performance indicators, right? What are the numbers that you want to hit? How many appointments do you need to set? How many appointments do you need to conduct? How many referral partners do you need to have, right? There's all these different lag indicators when it comes to your top revenue generating goal, all right? And then the second part of it was getting into your actual productivity tips, which is basically my systems for you, the selling system, the marketing system, the 4-hour workday, right? So, you know, what's working, what's not working? How are you keeping motivated? How are you staying inspired? How are you leveling up? How are you doing the things that you know you should be doing during the hours that you should be doing them? If you're not, then it's negligent, all right? And then the third and final piece of it is just looking at your existing pipeline. What got us here won't get us there. Is my existing pipeline going to get me to where I need it to get me? Is it organized? Do I have it segmented? Do I have accountability tools? All right. Now, listen, the final component of all this is we all need help. Right? If you're a solopreneur, like you might have a manager, you might have other people in your life, but if you want to go through a 90-day boot camp, come join us. If you need help organizing your database, use Accountable. If you need help setting your goals in a digital way, use Accountable. All right. Now, we have created an accountability, a key performance indicator calculator that will actually help go through a lot of these different types of things as well. But if you're ready to level up in 2026 and you need help with your marketing, you need help with your accountability, you need help with your sales, you need help with your service, you need help with your mindset, I promise you, man, our community is better than any other community out there. I promise you that our tools, our digital tools, right? Like so many different coaching programs, it's videos and it's a workbook, all right? But we actually have tools that's going to help you level up. We actually have tools that are going to help you be more efficient. We actually have tools that are going to help you grow your personal brand and your reach and your communication and your automation and things like that. So please do reach out. Otherwise, here is to an amazing 2026 for you as a solopreneur. And remember, a solopreneur is any individual person, whether you're an actual entrepreneur, you're working in sales, you're in charge of your sales, your service, your marketing, and all of this is a mindset. Have a great 2026, my friends.